celebration to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate your party with you. Come on now.
Celebration.
Let's all celebrate and have a good time. And have a good time. It's time to come together. It's up to you. What's your pleasure? It's a celebration.
Celebrate good times, come on. Hey-ho! Hey-ho! Celebrate good times, come on.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of We're Celebrating the Mariners edition of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Martha Norwalk, just like it sounds, N-O-R-W-A-L-K, MarthaNorwalk.com. You can click on the Listen Live link in the upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and I think one of my favorite posts that I posted that I was just so surprised to see it. It is it's the first post up there because it's brand new, but it is a picture, you know, of all the devastation in Florida and the hurricane, you know, that happened and all of that. It is a picture of a woman at the time that the instant that she's pulling. Okay, this is good. He got me when I read it and saw it, when I saw it. This woman pulling her alive kitty out of the rubble after 14 days. Can you imagine? I mean, can you just think about that? You've lost everything. Everything. 14 days later, you find your beloved kitty friend alive. I mean, how? Oh,
it's miracle. Those are miracles.
It is. All righty. We better set the table because, of course, that's another voice than mine chiming in. And as always, Animal World production engineer Nathan Miller is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha.
And that female voice you heard chiming in, of course, is our guest today, who is normally here on the third Sunday of every month, Natasha Venter, our medium. Hello. Animal communicator and personal awareness coach. Good morning, Natasha.
Good morning, and welcome everybody to today's show.
Yeah, so we're in the studio on the third Sunday, but for several reasons. First of all, you didn't hear, our moodlit studio is vacant and dark, although I can't see it from here, because call screener Stacy Buck is still in Hawaii with her family for her mom's, you know, funeral celebration and all of that. So Stacy will be back, you know, the second Sunday of November. But still, think good thoughts and send love and prayers for Stacy and her family in Hawaii. So Stacy isn't in, and then normally Natasha and I come in, but. Natasha, often you have things to do down in the city and so forth on mm-hmm. Sunday afternoon when you come in, and you didn't have anything to do, and it's so smoky and all of that, and unfortunately gas is costing a lot these days, so we just decided to save money and Zoom in from home.
Yep.
Yeah. Robbie is saying that he's here too for the show today. Now, normally when I'm doing the show from home, Robbie's outside because, you know, he's wanting, who the heck am I talking to? And all of that. Normally he stays outside so that he's not participating in the show, but it's so darn smoky up here. Mm-hmm. That I really don't feel comfortable leaving him outside for 3 hours. And the bottom line is he doesn't want to stay out in the smoke. So he seems to understand that or not like it either. So anyway, I might have to turn the show over to Natasha and Nathan and go supervise Robbie at some point. Anyway, so it is, gosh, hard to believe, the third Sunday of October, and it's been 80 degrees somewhere this weekend around here, which I think is record setting in and of itself, and we haven't had rain in days and days and days and days. I got really concerned about my Prima Dallas, had, you know, trees in front, because they can dry out, even mature trees like I have, and with this much drought. So I've had a drip line on them and a drip line going, and I haven't turned it off in like 10 days. It's still on. And I want Natasha, can you turn it to, will you please? All right, I'm putting you to work right away. Natasha, I want you to turn it, you know, the front right out the window, and I'm looking at him because it's my front in front of my dog yard fence. I have a line of Prima Dallas trees. Do you know what those are? They're like the Jerusalem cypress is another.
Oh,
skinny green ones that people plant together, and then they grow together and can become a hedge, or sometimes they keep them.
Yes.
All right. So I have a line of those. Can you tune into my Prima Dallas, please? And can you tell me if the drip line is sufficiently watering them right now?
It is. It is. And that's the thing is that I felt about 5 years ago that something shifted, like, almost like the poles shifted or something. Uh-huh. And what it was I felt like it was the full moon and the new moon, because now the new moon feels like the full moon in a way.
Okay.
You know, they both have. But it really was our earth that shifted just enough to shift our environment, and we're going to have a lot of trees that don't make it because of
things like animals and the trees and humans, all of that, and we can get more into that. But so at least before I forget, you're saying my Prima Dallases are getting the water they need now from the drip line.
Yeah, I feel like there might be one that might feel a little ale. You know, might feel like it's not doing.
Is that the little
well.
One at the end? Because it might not be, I might have to turn a hose on that one.
Or it might be the second or third one in. Yeah. Okay. But there's one that's feeling a little ale.
Okay. And is that just because lack of water?
Lack of water, and you know, sometimes when, like for me, you know, like I was around somebody that has a little ale, a little sick, and then, you know, my voice went out on me. You know, it's like there's just something that kind of comes along, and then it makes us not as well as we want to be, and then we don't deal with stress as much as we want to.
I would just warn anybody, if you have Prima Dallas and you don't water, even if you have mature ones, young ones, you got to water all the time during the summer. I can't tell you how many times it disappoints me because so many people put them in and the drive that I make here out in this area, and they put them in but they don't water them during the summer.
I know, isn't that amazing?
And then they all die. And it's like, oh, and I, you know, I don't, who loves a nosy neighbor or anything, but I want to, every time people plant them and I drive by, I want to stop and go knock on their door and say, remember to water them in the summer or they're going to die. But anyway, even if you got mature ones, you might want to get out there and look inside them to see if all the stuff, the needles and stuff are dying inside the tree to see if it's drying out. Because mm-hmm. once you know that they're too dry, they turn, from green to, the brown, and they turn instantly and it's usually too late to save them. So you got to get on it soon.
It's called prevention.
Yeah. So Nathan, before we get to what we're actually doing today, what we were going to start with, it's I don't have any blue sky up here. The sky is gray because it's so smoky. I do see some sun starting to tip through, but gee, looks like you've got blue sky down there in Bellevue, Seattle area.
If you're looking straight up, you can see blue, but once you get about maybe 45 degrees towards the horizon, changing your angle, you can really start to see
really
that
hazy.
Haze, and it starts to become gray instead of blue, and Olympics are only about half visible from Bellevue. I can see Seattle.
Yeah, you can barely
fine.
See the city of Seattle. That's real hazy too. So definitely there's a lot of smoke in the area. So Nathan, what's our weather report for the week? I know that we have the weather, the air quality alerts and stuff through today, but does this smoke start to clear out? Is the wind shifting? And are we going to stay at 80 degrees? What the heck is going on?
Let's put it this way. Did you listen to last week's show? Did you listen to the show before that? Did you listen to the show before that? It's
going
to be the same thing
going.
Over and over again. And it's still, maybe not 80 degrees, but, we're going to be 80 degrees today, but throughout the remainder of the week, it's just going to be like around 70. So starting to cool down a little bit as we transition to fall, and we see some leaves falling from the trees. I certainly saw a lot of leaves on the ground on my way to work, but, not much winds and basically mostly sunny skies.
It's leaf falling season at my house, and I've had the first two full leaf blowing sessions on my whole property were completely dry this year. This last week I did have to blow everything and then mow and then blow everything again. And I've never, in all the years I've lived here, I think it's 12 now, I've never blown dry leaves. And it's so much easier. But I have huge leaf piles, and Robbie has the biggest leaf pile he's ever had because the leaves are so dry and they aren't compressed at all. So it's definitely lots of leaves coming out. But it's so dry and the leaves are so dry, you can actually stand outside here and you can hear the leaves fall off the trees.
Yeah.
Because they're
amazing?
So crunchy, they make noise when they hit the ground or they hit each other. Or
wow.
They tip the fence or something. I mean, it's kind of amazing. Mm-hmm. I was standing out there just the other day and it was like, wow, I mean, that's really loud.
It's raining leaves. We can hear it.
It is. And you can hear it.
Hear it.
Now, Nathan, the last two nights or so, as I watched Como weather, and they've been talking about their watch, and they think that that there's going to be a shift and that there's rain coming in. They were saying last night on the weather, they said late Friday night,
mm-hmm.
and that should be significant rain.
That's
so
what I'm seeing.
Is that what you're seeing on your information?
Yeah,
that
in
we
the past,
just might be a light at the end of this tunnel.
I think we can actually expect this rain to be real. I mean, last time when it said it was rain, it would say just like a slight chance of rain. This time it doesn't even say a chance. It just says rain on Friday night. So we'll be in for
That's
some
a good
precipitation.
Sign. So fingers crossed and let's think rain and say some prayers for rain. And Natasha, tune in. Does it feel like we've got significant rain coming like the Friday or so?
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit of a drier fall, which personally, since I work at an elementary school and I do recess duty, I've been kind of enjoying not holding an umbrella and wearing rain boots,
Yeah.
But because I'm out there for over an hour in the weather. But, it's one of those things that, I love rain because I love the green. So I do like tapping into November and stuff, you know, I feel like, you know, we may have some of those storms coming in, but it's going to be, we're in a shift and it's not something that I can predict really, but yet at the same time, I do feel there's a ebb and flow of really nice weather and then some rain and then some, you know, where we usually have rain that comes in. But I think there's that ebb and flow of both that it's going to happen until into November.
Well, I kind of felt like I'm going to have you tune into my Primadellus again, that I would leave the drip line on until it rained. Does that feel like I should?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because then the rain will soak in better because the ground would be drier, would be wet, damp. And so then the rain would be able to come in better.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. So I think we're good on the Reddit. Let's all think. Think rain coming Friday night.
Yeah,
rain comes Friday night, and then it won't bother Natasha at school, and everything can get a good drink.
Yes.
But now we it also, they're also talking about, I don't know, what is it, El Nino or La Nina winter? I can't remember who, if it's male or female this year. But anyway, everybody's saying, Nathan and Natasha, that it's going to be an extra cold winter. So, are you seeing projections about that, Nathan? And Natasha, what's your feel? So let's see, Nathan, what do you know about that?
Based on my extremes, you know, when we had that significant snowfall that year, we also had a really warm summer. So typically it tends to kind of contrast what happens in the summer. So take what we had during the summer, a lot of sun, and maybe flip that over for winter. We could probably expect a lot of rain, maybe a little bit of snow, but I would just expect a lot of rain.
Significant amounts of snow every year for several years now, and extreme amounts, way more than we're used to, and all of that. And I've wondered, where the heck am I when I have a yardstick on my table and I've got, you know, 20 to 30 inches of snow out there? It's like, wow, what is going on? But I got snowed in because I couldn't get out of my own driveway for the last three winters for a period of time. So that won't happen again now because I graduated from being a Mini person to a Subaru person, and I won't get stuck in my driveway anymore because I now have a bigger car and four-wheel drive. So I'm thrilled about that. But now it's making the kid in me wants to go out and drive in the snow.
But having a Subaru, you know, it's making sure that if you do shovel the center too, because they kind of ride a little bit low.
That's why I got one of the reasons I got the Forester, because it's the highest ground clearance. It's 4 inches higher than the Outback and stuff. It's also 7 9/8 inches shorter. So for size wise and kind of, and that road clearance, I chose the Forester. So I'm not concerned about bottoming out, but then I prefer not to shovel snow. Thank you very much.
We've had to.
I tried a snowblower once, but the snow gets too wet and yucky. They don't work very well here. I think you need dry snow for snowblowers. Yep. All right, so I think we've covered weather good. So anyway, wow, it's time for advertisers, but gosh, we've got at least touch base on, you know, why did we? I heard some people saying, why is she playing Celebration? Well, yeah, they lost. You know, we've been, we have a major Mariners fan in the Animal World family, and that, of course, would be our Nathan, and he's been at so many. He went to three of the games, Natasha, the last week of the season. And boy, everybody, the city was really into it, and the big playoffs, been 21 years since the Mariners made the playoffs? And gosh, you know, normally when they would lose, we wouldn't be celebrating. But Nathan, this was a pretty incredible season for the Mariners, and that game yesterday. I mean, even I watched, and I was exhausted. It was like a whole two games, 18 innings, and that's some kind of record. So, Nathan, tell us about our Mariners.
You want to take advertisers first?
Okay, well, now see, look at that. He's a major fan.
That's because there's still, so much to say. I mean,
but he's still doing his job. Wow. How about that? So we can say, all right, even if he's sports crazy, he's not going to space his job. Well, I think Gary was pretty good at that, except he was a little more sports crazy years ago. But
well, you could say nowadays sports is his job.
Yeah, yeah, it is his job now. Anyway, let's go ahead. We'll do that. Let's go ahead and of course, we haven't officially started the show yet. So we'll go ahead and take care of advertisers. We'll come back and celebrate for a bit, and then we'll start the show. Anyway. And Natasha is here and phone lines are open and we'll be taking your phone calls if you have questions for Natasha or me or would like a personal awareness reading with Tasha. If you want her to check in on your plants and trees and who's doing well or who isn't, she's here and we can take advantage of that. So anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Giving local voices a chance to shine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And let's see, we heard from the wonderful Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. They're all in meditation at the temple right now because they start Sunday mornings with meditation from 9 to 9:45 and then the service starts at 10. So they're all meditating. Anyway, after service today, should be a farm stand. So if you like to get products from the Ananda Farm on Kameno Island and their Pranamix and all of that, then you should be at the temple. It should be open by 11:30. To noon, and check them out at anandawashington.org for all the great classes and events. And you know, pretty much everything is hybrid these days, and you can join classes, even yoga classes, in person or online. So it's real convenient for however you would like to do it. So check it out, anandawashington.org. All righty, then, Nathan, we were before we officially start the show and all of that. Let's talk about why we were celebrating.
You want me to start?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, here we go. Well, yes, the Mariners did lose yesterday, but, you know, they put up one heck of a fight against the Houston Astros. It was a 3-0 loss, which is a sweep, and seems like the Astros ran all over the Mariners. But, you know, every single game the Mariners didn't give up. Well, maybe the exception of the game on Tuesday, but let's not talk about that.
The first game.
The first game when they probably should have won, but...
Well, that I didn't... Don't you think that that first game when they were ahead and they should have won, and then right at the end, they lost it?
That's just how baseball is.
I think that kind of took the wind out of the sails, though.
Well, that's just how baseball is, too. I mean,
yeah.
The Mariners did that a few days before against the Toronto Blue Jays, came back from a big deficit and won. Mm-hmm. So, just went the other way around that day. Baseball is a game where it doesn't have a time limit. It goes until it's over. I mean, you got to get everybody out. You got to finish the game. And the Mariners, though, like you said earlier in the show, they finished their 21-year playoff drought, which is the longest in all American sports. Football, basketball, baseball, no other professional team had a playoff drought longer than the Mariners. So that is a really big accomplishment, because that is one of the things that they said, in the past as a Mariners fan, we try every year not make it, but it's a process, and the team is getting to its goal. They've made the playoffs, and they have a lot of young talent and future ahead of them to come, where this is only just the beginning. We have so many people coming up that are going to shine, and room for more people, too. And part of our team was only acquired halfway through the season as well. So next year, when we have
really
a full team...
It's really a young team.
Yeah.
Player-wise and so forth. And they certainly broke all kinds of records yesterday. And I think, didn't you say that 21-year drought of going to the playoffs was also a record?
So you could technically say they broke or ended, however you want to interpret it.
It was a record year.
Yeah.
It was a record year.
And just last night's game was even record-breaking itself. It was the longest.
Oh my gosh, it was like watching two games. It was like, 18 innings? That's one game is 9 innings. That's 2 whole full games.
Well, let's see. In total, in MLB playoffs games, there have been, 4 other games, which are actually 3 other games, which went 18 innings. But all of those kind of were longer games because they had more runs scored in them. They were games that were like 7-6 or 3-2.
They weren't no score games.
Right. Yeah. And as far as like the longest 0-0 playoff game goes, this was the farthest amount of innings of any playoff game that was 0-0. And just a few days ago, actually, the Rays, when they were playing the Guardians, they went a total of 14 scoreless innings. They ended the game in the 15th inning. So in the Mariners game, they had 17 total scoreless innings.
Wow. Well, and you certainly can. They certainly didn't give up yesterday. And, they really fought with all they had. And, to go 18 innings and all of that. And there's just 1 point scored. It was pretty amazing. They did really well. But, my theory is that, it's a young team. There are a lot of rookies and all of that. And they just weren't quite ready this year to go all the way. But certainly next year could be wonderful. But I also thought I'd tell you, because I learned something last night or yesterday from Nathan, because we were texting back and forth. It was his fault. it was his fault. Nathan, do you want to fess up?
Sure. Early in the season, I was saying, this is going to be the year for the Mariners. We're going to end a playoff drought. Probably not going to go to the World Series. And that's because we got to get through the Houston Astros. And sure enough, that's exactly what happened.
Yep. So see, Nathan predicted it, and so it's his fault.
But
although I'm teasing, of course, because it's not his fault. He's the biggest fan in the world. But anyway, the other way to look at that, of course, is that Nathan called it. Okay. Exactly it. And I was just hoping, I wanted them to win yesterday. And then if they lost, they'd have to pay today. And if they lost, then that would not be as big a deal. But I sure felt it when, they finally went down yesterday. It was such a long effort. I could feel the energy, and I still feel it a bit. the letdown. But I also feel like everyone is really celebrating how great they did and the fact that they got as far as they did. But there still was a big disappointment after such a long, long, hard-fought game.
Yeah. Grief is going to, you can almost feel the of grief over the city, you know, over the cities here in the Washington.
All right. So can we put the Mariners to bed for another year?
Just keep your shoes on your head for next year.
Well, you know, they didn't make much of a big deal yesterday about the shoes on the head and stuff. And I saw, you know, maybe one or two in the crowd. I didn't see a lot of shoes on the heads.
Well, the playoffs were kind of doing like the whole rally towel thing. Every team was giving out rally towels for the home stadium. And that was like their way of cheering for the rally was with the rally towel. You know, the Astros had one, the Blue Jays had one, the Mariners had one. And then every team has a rally towel. When they
well,
go
see,
to the
I
games.
Think that's see the Mariners fans that they messed up the detail because they all should have had their shoes on their head.
That's what was wrong. They should have just given out shoes at the game instead.
Yeah,
of
they should have. You know,
Birkenstocks.
That, they already figured that one out. Everybody should have had their shoes. So, I mean, actually, I think that they messed up with the energy support and that everybody should have had shoes on their head instead of towels.
Well, I put my shoe on my head, so I put in my
good
work.
For you. All right. Okay. Well, let's put them to bed and we're done with that. But if we didn't play celebration, we had to have an excuse to do that and celebrate their wonderful season and the fact that they got to the playoffs. So now we can get back to all our animal stuff. So it seems that, well, I guess it's not as bad. Sometimes have we taken longer than half an hour to start the show?
I think so.
I think sometimes we've gone an hour.
Yeah. Sometimes it takes a while for us to get to this point, but we are now going to officially begin Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And even before as we speak, we do this, I'll just let you know that phone lines are open for the rest of the show. And if you are out there and want to get a call in early and you have questions for me or Natasha, remember, she is a medium, animal intuitive communicator, personal awareness coach. And you can call either of us with your questions or both. And or if you'd like a personal awareness reading with Natasha, or you want to check on your plants or animals or loved ones on this side or the other, Natasha's here. So all you got to do is pick up your phone, local number 425-373-5527. And that's 425-373-5527. And toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And email is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All right. So let's go ahead and begin. If you haven't been here when I start the show, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And this is the Saint Francis's month, by the way. We had, you know, a feast day and all of that and blessings of the animals around. That all happens in October. So special month for our Saint Francis. So I start with a little prayer for our animal friends and then one for us human animals. And by the way, participating in this part of the show is voluntary. So you can say the prayers and then we do a bunch of affirmations and you can do all that along with me, or you can opt out, completely up to you. It's not like dancing. Dancing's required at 10 and 11, but you can opt out of the prayers and affirmations if you wish. All right, here we go. This is the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty. And now for us human animals, the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen, shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty then. Now we've got a bunch of affirmations that we do to get ourselves spiritualized up for the day and the week. Many of you do like I do and use these affirmations daily in your own life. You're welcome to do that. And I say each of these affirmations out loud 3 times. You can do that along with me or silently or not at all, completely up to you. And most of them have been contributed by our spiritual family in some way, shape, or form of Animal World here. And this first one, first affirmation we're doing for ourselves as individuals, some we do as a group consciousness. And this one comes from me through Ananda. And I have found this just absolutely life-changing for me. Here we go with affirmation number one. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Now, the second one, this one comes from Linda Rasmussen, our bioenergetic synchronization technique and energy codes gal, who'll be back in the studio the second Sunday of November. And when she works with humans, she gives you an affirmation to carry the energy through. And this is one of those. And we found it so powerful. Now we do it all the time. It really is quite amazing. This one we do for ourselves as an Animal World group. Here we go. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. Alrighty, now. And now we get to another one from the Italian Ananda group. And this is the one to use when you're going out in the world, want to go out with a feeling of health and well-being and spreading that around rather than in fear. This is a real good one to keep that energy going. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All righty. Now, this next affirmation, this one actually comes from Natasha. And I find this particularly helpful. And I have now, this is one of the ones that I also do for all of my animals. And it's amazing that when I started doing it for them too, it helped them adjust to the energies these days. So you might want to also do that. So here we go, 3 times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty. And then we conclude this big pile of affirmations with the Ananda Warriors of Light affirmation, you know, with everything going on in this country around the world. Boy, do we need to spread the most powerful energy, which is light and love all over the planet. So that's what we do here. 3 times. Here we go. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. All right, now to conclude this whole process, this is Dr. Nell's contribution. Cross your hands over your chest and repeat with me. I trust, I trust, I trust. Whew. Wow. All right. Powerful this morning. All righty. We are all spiritualized up and golly, I'm not seeing I think I will change my view here so I can better see the clock. Yep, it is time. So let us go ahead and take care of our advertisers for the last time in this hour. Then we'll come back and we'll check in. We've checked on the weather and all of that, and we've put the Mariners to bed for the season. How about we check on the stars and the planets and astrology and all that sort of stuff and find out yes. from Natasha what we need to know about that. So anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are, winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And it is the third Sunday of the month, so it is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, and Personal Awareness Coaching with Natasha. And as we always say, phone calls take priority. So if you have questions for us, then you got to call in. And I told you we were going to talk stars and planets and astrology and smoke and bugs and all kinds of stuff that's going on. However, the phone rang. So yay, we are going to go we're going to head out to Gold Bar. And I'm thinking, Natasha, I think we might have talked to these gals once before about their dogs, but we need an update. So we are going to Gold Bar, and welcome back to Animal World, Lana and Shelley. Good morning, Lana and Shelley. I got you both, or one of you. You're live on Animal World. Hello, who's that?
Good morning.
Yep.
Oh, you are both there. We got stereo, Lana and Shelley's, huh?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, so who's going to talk to us first?
Lana, I'll talk.
Lana, okay. Yeah, so let's remind everybody now. We had Natasha tune into the girls before, didn't we?
Yes, you did, after you had came to our house the first time back in March.
Yeah, Lana and Shelley started their relationship here with us on Animal World because they needed help with their dogs and hired me. They're out in my neck of the woods and have a multiple dog household. You had two dogs.
We had two, yeah. Henry,
you had two, and then you were going to get a puppy. And long story short, you know, found a litter available. I think they were Craigslist puppies or something, but correct. You guys went and the situation was so messed up. I mean, it was just an awful situation for these puppies and they were not being treated well and all of that stuff. And instead of coming home with one, they came home with two and two girls, you know, so that is one of the most challenging situations to when you're raising puppies is litter mates together and especially same sex. And when you do same sex, when you're getting puppies, I don't recommend getting puppies together. Raise one to model citizenship, then get number two. And it works much better that way. But if say you have a dog, you're going to get another dog. The general rule is, you know, get the opposite sex. That tends to work the best for dogs. But Lana and Shelley adopted two girls from this litter, and sure enough, ended up with fighting problems. And so anyway, so I came in, and boy, Lana, you and Shelley have turned out to be, I think, some of my best clients ever in terms how hard you've been working and following instructions and understanding that slower is faster in the long run. And man, you just been working your tails off with these girls and the other dogs and gotten everybody shaped up and doing really, really well. I think at this point now, Natasha, you know, Lana and Shelley have been doing all the, you know, stuff they're supposed to be doing with the dogs and teaching what they need to teach and working on the confidence building and all that stuff. Also, Dr. Nils has been very involved. And Lana, you have gotten the do-it-yourself program at home. Yeah. So you're able to work on Coffee and Kona are the litter mates, and they're kind of generic dogs, almost like a shepherd husky mix sort of thing.
Yes, they're very small.
Yeah, they are quite small though. And they look very structurally, they're almost identical, but they're different colors.
Yes.
And definitely different personalities.
Yes, very, very different personalities.
But we haven't fully integrated them yet. And
no, we have not done that.
And so I get to see them now about once a month because, you know, Dr. Nils comes to my house and works on me and all of my animals once a month. And then any of his clients that are out here in this area, they can also come to my house and get there. And so Lana and Shelley come here with their dogs once a month. So I get to see them and check in. And we just kind of decided, I can't remember specifically the details, but Lana, why don't you catch Natasha up on anything you want to say about what's going on, and then we can get her feel for all of this.
Yeah, well, I mean, we had, you know, like a period of transition where Shelley's younger brother had, you know, he stayed with us for about a few weeks, and it took the twins about, you know, two-thirds of that time. He was here 3 weeks. It took about 2 weeks before, you know, the barking and reactivity to him in the house stopped. And that only generally happens in the kennel, you know, when they're out and about. They were, you know, they loved him and loved to be with him and in his, you know, space and see what he's doing. And so, you know, we had to talk him into, you know, ignoring and then, you know, tossing treats in the kennel as he goes by to just, you know, kind of create positive associations with him being here. And that really, you know, kind of flipped the script in their behavior. Since he's been gone, things have settled down quite a bit. But Coffee has had, you know, a little bit of reactivity in her kennel back towards Kona, which we have not had probably since May. It took us about 8 weeks initially to get that really under control and eliminate that. And so now it's just kind of, I know, you know, for part of that time she wasn't feeling good. She had eaten some pumpkin vines out in the yard that made her belly upset, which, you know, kind of gave her, you know, a little bit of an attitude, I think, because she wasn't feeling good. And then, yeah, I think the smoke is really a contributor, mm-hmm. you know, not being able to go outside.
And remind me, Lana, how old are the girls, the twins now?
They're a year and a half.
Year and a half. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we kind of just want, I think, Natasha, do you tune into them at this point? And
how are they
and
doing?
We're also would like your feedback on, you know, are we ready to move forward and transitioning them to be loose together, or, you know, are we still going through phases we need to, you know, separate and so forth? Well, anyway, what's your initial read on this, Natasha?
What I'm getting is that there's the one that's more
Coffee.
Yeah, Coffee. Okay. So Coffee, who is a little bit more instigator, more of the troublesome one, there is, and I've gotten this since day one, that there's something off in the brain. There's the miswiring in the brain. And this is something that, yes, Nils can help, you know, training can help.
Dr. Nils, okay.
Yeah, but there is always going to be this, you know, a scenario. And, mm-hmm. you know, maybe when she gets older and, you know, past the 6 years old, things might mellow out just because age comes down.
Sure.
But there's this time frame where there's the energy and the angst, and there's that part of her that got triggered in womb from a lot of the scenarios that were happening in the home. There was a lot of scenarios that were happening in utero. With her personality, you know, type, that she is going to be this kind of animal.
So you, but you're only feeling that in one of them, in Coffee, not Kona too.
One has more of a trigger reaction. The other one has a trigger interaction reaction. Does that make sense?
Yeah. That's so true. Yeah.
So one you can negotiate a little bit more with, and I would trust that one just a little bit more, practice a little bit more with that one, and let time work on the other one. It's hard to give words to this emotion that I feel in this dog, because it is a lot of uncertainty of things. I would say, in a way, you know, dealing with human form, that one of them, Coffee, is more like, I don't want to say on the spectrum, but might be on the spectrum a little bit.
Sure.
And the other one is, so I use the spectrum when I talk about spectrum with people. It's like a 50-yard mark on a football field, right? That there's that point where you're either on the home team and you're doing well. And I would call that, I don't want to call it normalcy because nobody's normal, but there's a normalcy of the brain on one side of the football field. Right. And then on the other side, there's the, you know, if you're on the 49, you're just a little bit, you know, uniquer than some other people, you know, on the 48, yeah. you're more, so Kona is feeling, if I'm getting the names right here, because I'm looking at the different dogs here.
Well, and Kona is the lighter colored one. Coffee is the darker colored one.
Yeah. So the
Do I remember this correct, Lana? It was early on, and it was Kona that would be defensive and growl and stuff, but then Coffee would start the fight.
Kona would react to that and start. Yes, Kona would instigate and push buttons, and then Coffee would react.
So that's just for Natasha. Go ahead, Natasha.
So with that they're both on that 48-yard mark, 49, 48, because of the way that mom was, it wasn't necessarily a good pregnancy for nutrition and support and love and grace, if I'm reading that right. That there's that part of them, and so there's always going to be this little bit of reaction, but one has a little bit more interaction than just reaction and going into primalness and going into that state of this is me, this is me, this is me, this is what I know, going back to that old story of what they know,
I'm looking at the clock here, you guys. We're kind of getting up towards the top of the hour, so we have to get ready to love train and stuff. But I'm thinking, Lana and Shelley, that maybe we want to discuss this a little more with Natasha.
Yeah, that's fine. We can wait through that.
Well, so now we can do it one of two ways. We can have you hold through the top of the hour, and you can dance with us on Love Train on your phone. Or you can hang up and call us back in 10 minutes.
Yeah, no, we can just wait. That's totally fine.
You want to hang on?
We'll hold on.
Okay, so let's, we're going to have Lana and Shelley wait for us, Natasha.
Okay.
And then we will begin the next hour with them. And then let's discuss where you think the girls are now. And now that you're bringing up this, the wires aren't quite connected and we're shy of the 50-yard line there. So what
I say
that,
all that with love.
Yeah. And what that might mean in moving forward in their relationship, and might we always be on a kind of semi-integrated or not or whatever. Anyway, we'll talk about all of that and what you see happening with the girls. So Lana and Shelley, hold on. And that means it is time for the dancing and exercise portion of the show. Now, come on, we all got too sedentary, and we need to get the juices flowing and our energy up for the day and the week. We do that by dancing. Diane's Chiropractor says the best exercise you can do at home. So at the same time, we're going to spread love and light all over this planet. Sooner or later, we gotta start making a difference, and I think we are. So you don't get to opt out of this. Dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere, or you can get up and join the love train with me. I'm going to cruise through your home and pick you up. And I always energize up the love train with our yogi energization prayer to give us extra energy for the day and the week. And here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Woohoo! Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.